Once again, it's time for Once Upon a Time. Time.
Is this right?
Welcome to 401 Stories. The Sparrow, the Mouse, and the Sausage. A Tragedy. Once upon a time, there were three best friends. A sparrow, a mouse, and a sausage. They lived together in a little house in the woods and shared all of the chores and duties equally. And when it came time to prepare dinner, each one performed a task best suited to his unique skills. Sparrow was in charge of fetching the firewood, because he could fly high and far, locating the best sticks to use for kindling. And once he flew home and neatly stacked all of the firewood in the kitchen, it was Mouse's turn, and Sparrow was free to relax. Mouse was in charge of lighting and tending the cooking fire. He could use his sharp, pointy little teeth to break the sticks into the proper size, and he could also use his little hands to rub the sticks together and start the fire. Once the fire had started to smoke, most of his hard work was done, though he still had to stick around to make sure the fire didn't get too low or too high. And finally, Sausage was the one who did all of the cooking. While Mouse was starting the fire, Sausage would have the vegetables all chopped up, and he'd roll his greasy self around in them for seasoning. Then he'd throw everything into the pot and cook it all up in a delicious soup. He'd taste it now and then, and if the broth was too bland, he'd swim around in it just a little bit to give it some extra flavor. Now, he became very good at this, and he was an excellent cook. And while he cooked, he sang his happy cooking song.
When it's time to make the soup, I make the soup that my mama make. My mama said, son, good food it take as long as it's gonna take. Cannot make good food in 1 minute. You've got to put some of yourself in it. So when I make the soup, I make the soup that my mama made.
One day, Sparrow was out searching for some good firewood when he came across another bird, a raven. The raven sat on a branch and watched as Sparrow meticulously picked through the branches looking for dried-out twigs and snapped them off with his beak and then arranged them in a little bundle. When Sparrow was just getting ready to take off, the raven spoke to him.
Your nest must be terrible if you use tiny sticks like that.
Well, I don't live in a nest.
What? A bird that doesn't live in a nest? Now I've seen everything. What do you live in? A hollow tree or something?
Well, I live in a little house with my friends, said Sparrow,
and he explained his unique living situation to the skeptical raven.
You're a real sucker, you know that.
Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Are you stupid?
No.
You sure sound stupid to me. Look at the facts, kid. Your mousy friend has to start a fire. Big deal. What's that take? A minute? Your sausage pal just takes a little dip and rolls around in veggies, which is what sausages like to do in their spare time anyway. You, on the other hand, have to spend hours and hours and hours searching for the perfect twigs, breaking them, hauling them all the way back to your house. You spend all your day slaving away while they do whatever they want back at home.
Well, it doesn't really take me that long.
But you gotta admit, you're doing all the hard work, right?
Well, it is really hard work, but they're my friends. And the food is good, and we have fun.
Bah! You're a disgrace to birds,
screeched the raven as he took to wing and flapped away. On his way back home, Sparrow thought long and hard about his conversation with the raven. He had never really felt angry at his friends before, but
As his wings began to ache and his talons stretched trying to support the weight of the sticks, he did begin to see the raven's point. And he did begin to get a bit upset. He did do most of the hard work, and his friends did most of the fun work. Well, that was going to have to change. Later that evening, the three roommates were sitting around the dinner table, eating their soup.
"You've outdone yourself tonight,"
said Mouse, patting his full belly.
"Sausage, this may be your best soup yet."
"Grazie,"
said Sausage.
"Yeah, I've had better,"
said Sparrow, who had been picking at his dinner all night with a puss on his face.
"Oi, what's the matter with you? You've been a grump ever since you got back from fetching the wood."
"Oh, yeah, and I guess I'm supposed to be happy to be out fetching the wood while you guys lay around the house all day playing games."
"What has gotten into you?"
"Okay, look, guys, no offense, but I'm the one that's carrying the team here. Starting tomorrow, we need to start splitting up the chores more evenly."
"What do you mean?"
"What do you mean, what do you mean? Are you stupid?"
"Hey!"
"Right now, all you have to do is set the table, pour a little bit of water, and light a fire. All Sausage has to do is cook. I mean, what does he even do other than throw some things in a pot and take a bath?"
"Oh, basta!"
"Really, Sparrow, settle down now. Get a hold of yourself." "Yeah.
Meanwhile, I have to fly for miles and miles and miles to find the wood, to break it off. And I get blisters on my talons, and I do this every day with no thanks. We should just pick our job out of a hat from now on. That's much more fair."
After much debate, the friends reluctantly agreed to this new arrangement. They went to bed that night feeling a little uneasy. Sparrow felt a little guilty about being rude to his friends. Mouse felt a little angry because of Sparrow's rudeness. And Sausage was a little nervous, because he didn't really know how to do anything but cook. The next day, when it came time to figure out who was going to do what, they each wrote their name on scraps of paper and threw them into a hat. As luck would have it, Sparrow was put in charge of the fire, Mouse the cooking, and Sausage had to go out and fetch the wood. He left right after the picking of names, since it would likely take him a long time and several trips. Sparrow and Mouse spent a few hours avoiding each other around the house, and after a few more hours they still hadn't seen or heard at all from Sausage, and they began to get nervous, so Sparrow went to search for his friend in the forest. It wasn't too long before Sparrow came across a mangy dog smacking his lips with grease.
"Hey, dog, have you seen a sausage walking around here anywhere?"
"What kind of sausage?"
"Italian."
"Well, I don't know. I'm not really much of a sausage expert."
"But you did see a sausage."
"Yep."
"So, what was he like?"
"Well, let's see. He was, kind of salty, kind of spicy, and he was singing a song about his mom."
"No! Friends! How could you do something like that?"
"Well, I'm a dog."
"You're a monster!"
"You must not be a very good friend to let such a delicious pal go roaming around by himself when there are wild dogs loose. Now scram before I eat you."
Sparrow flew out of there as fast as his wings could carry him. When he arrived home, Mouse was clumsily chopping vegetables. He already had band-aids on three of his tiny fingers.
"Where's Sausage?"
"You're gonna want to sit down for this."
And Sparrow told him of his chance encounter with the dog, and they held each other and cried.
"Sausage, you stupid Sparrow, stupid Sparrow, stupid."
When they were done crying, they sat down and they didn't speak to one another for a long, long time.
And finally, it was Mouse who broke the silence.
I hate to say it, but I'm hungry.
Me too. I'm starving.
Look, Sparrow, why don't you go and get the wood, and I'll take care of the fire. We're both used to that plan. It'll get done quickly that way, and then we can pitch in and we can cook together.
This plan made perfect sense to Sparrow, and he was just about to agree to it. But suddenly, he remembered something that the Raven had said.
You're a real sucker, you know that?
Wait, hold up. I have a better plan. We should repick names, and then...
You're a real jerk, you know that?
Look, what's the point of just going back to the old way of doing things? Then our friend would have just died for nothing. We agreed on something because it was better, and we need to move forward with that.
Fine, fine, whatever. Could you just go and get the firewood tonight? Just tonight? We're running so late. It's been a hard day, and you'll just get it much faster than I could. I'm so hungry.
Fine, Sparrow grumbled, but he was starving as well. So he hustled out and got some firewood as fast as he could. Instead of stacking the wood neatly like he used to, Sparrow just chucked it all in the fire pit and lit it. His jobs were done. So he went to relax, while Mouse took his turn to cook. After the water started simmering, Mouse threw all of the vegetables he had painstakingly cut up into the pot and tasted it. Ugh, and it was bland. He then did what he had seen his good friend Sausage do time and time again. He jumped into the broth and started to swim around. Whew, it was hot. Unfortunately, Sparrow had made the fire much bigger than usual, and the water began to boil. And Mouse, unfamiliar with how long this process was supposed to take, stayed in too long. And he cooked. And he drowned. Now Sparrow was sitting in the other room reading, and his stomach began to grumble. He knew now that he had made a terrible mistake listening to that raven, but he refused to admit it, because he knew that once you make a big mistake, everyone's just going to keep waiting for the next one, and you'll never be allowed to be right again.
Mouse, is dinner almost ready?
He called out, impatiently, and obviously, there was no answer.
Come on, Mouse. What, are you sulking?
No answer.
So you're giving me the silent treatment now, huh? Real grown up.
No answer.
Fine.
For over an hour, Sparrow sat on the couch, staring at his book, but not actually reading it. He was waiting for Mouse to forgive him, to tell him that they were good friends, that they were best friends, and that he loved him, and that it wasn't his fault that Sausage was eaten. And he waited, and waited, and waited. And while he waited, sparks continued to fly from the large and poorly built fire. And while he waited, the carpet caught on fire, and the flames spread to the drapes. And though he never apologized, he still waited to be forgiven. And while he waited, the house that he had shared with his two best friends burned down around him. The Sparrow, the Mouse, and the Sausage was written, recorded, and performed by me, Joe Thoreau. It was adapted from The Bird, the Mouse, and the Sausage by the Brothers Grimm. The part of the dog was performed by Tony Sweet. And the part of the raven was performed by Michael Ravenshadow. Keyboard accompaniment in the Happy Cooking Song was written and performed by Adam Thoreau. Special thanks go out to artist extraordinaire Nicole Tagel for making our beautiful cover artwork. And special thanks also go out to the band Murder by Death for allowing me to use their song Lost River as the 401 Stories theme music. 401 Stories is released on the first of every month on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. For more information, visit me online at 401stories.com or facebook.com/401stories, on Twitter at 401stories, or you can email me directly, 401stories@gmail.com. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's story, and thank you very much for listening.